Module 5. Discovering Electronic Communications. Unit 12. How does information travel electronically? Activity 15.
Hi, I am Don, and I install and test antennas for a living. I would like to give you an overview of what has to be taken into account when installing a Wi-Fi antenna. The first step is choosing the correct antenna for your application. Coverage and range will be the driving factors. Aesthetics may also be important. There are several styles of Wi-Fi antennas with different radiation patterns, polarization schemes, and mounting options. For instance, there are omnidirectional antennas that provide a 360-degree round-shaped radiation pattern to provide the widest possible signal coverage in indoor and outdoor wireless applications. Alternatively, a directional antenna, as the name implies, focuses the wireless signal in a specific direction, resulting in a limited coverage area. Whether you are installing a wireless network indoors or outdoors, you must always consider the line of sight. The line of sight refers to the path between two antennas. There are three main categories of line of sight. The first is full line of sight, LOS, where there are no obstacles between the two antennas. The next is called near line of sight, NLOS, which includes partial obstructions such as treetops or buildings between the two antennas. Lastly, there is non-line of sight, NLOS, where full obstructions exist between the two antennas. By determining the specific line of sight conditions in the Wi-Fi network area, you can then determine the correct type of wireless system to install. Fresnel zone is the area around the visual line of sight that radio waves spread out into after they leave the antenna. This area must be clear, or else signal strength will weaken due to reflections that cause fading or loss of the wireless signal. Trees, buildings, or towers in the Fresnel zone will produce reflections that can result in signal fading. The correct installation height of an antenna depends on these three factors: distance between the sites, the Fresnel zone, and objects in the path.